Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Today, we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're running a never-ending marathon, constantly pushing yourself to be better, faster, stronger? You know that feeling when your inner critic starts whispering those not-so-nice things about your shortcomings? Well, guess what? We all have it, and learning to practice self-compassion is like hitting the pause button on that negativity. Think of self-compassion as a warm hug for your inner you. A way to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. And trust me, this isn't about giving in to laziness or excusing bad behavior. It's about recognizing that we all stumble, make mistakes, and face challenges. It's about accepting those imperfections without judgment and offering ourselves the support we need to grow. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Let me share 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine your best friend is struggling with something. Would you rip them apart, list all their flaws, and tell them they should have done things differently? Probably not. You'd offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, and maybe even a slice of cake, because who doesn't love cake? Do the same for yourself. When you slip up or feel inadequate, be your own cheerleader, offering gentle words of support instead of harsh self-criticism. 2. Acknowledge your feelings. Bottling up emotions never works, right? Just like we wouldn't tell a friend to just get over it, we shouldn't pressure ourselves to suppress our feelings either. Allow yourself to feel the full range of emotions, sadness, frustration, joy, even anger, without judgment. Accepting your feelings is the first step towards processing them and moving forward. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how sometimes our thoughts race a mile a minute? Mindfulness helps us slow down and connect with the present moment. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, your senses, or simply observe your thoughts without getting caught up in them. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental chatter and creating space for self-compassion to blossom. 4. Challenge negative self-talk. You know those nasty voice recordings in your head that constantly put you down? Well, it's time to turn off the negative channel. When you catch yourself thinking critically or harshly about yourself, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our self-criticism is based on unrealistic expectations and distorted perceptions. 5. Seek support. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. If you're struggling with self-compassion or feeling overwhelmed by negativity, don't hesitate to reach out for support. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, consider joining a support group, or seek guidance from a therapist. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super ambitious entrepreneur who's always striving for perfection. She's constantly comparing herself to others, pushing herself to the limit, and feeling burnt out. One day, she realizes that this relentless pursuit of success is taking a toll on her mental health. She starts practicing self-compassion by acknowledging her feelings, challenging negative self-talk, and prioritizing self-care activities. Slowly but surely, Sarah learns to accept her imperfections, celebrate her wins, and treat herself with the kindness and respect she deserves. Remember, learning to be kind to yourself is not a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It takes courage and practice, but the rewards are immeasurable. By cultivating self-compassion, you create space for joy, resilience, and genuine happiness in your life. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards being kinder to yourself. Offer yourself that warm hug, those words of encouragement, and that much-needed break. You deserve it. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might benefit from a little self-compassion boost. Let's spread the love and create a world where we treat each other, and ourselves, with the kindness and understanding we all crave. Until next time, keep it real, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.